Greetings and salutations. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat. And I am finished with one job, and I am headed to the other job. And when I first started driving my own route, I had mentioned to the kids, no toys on the bus. You can have your toys, but, you know, leave them in your backpack. Don't take them out because it causes a really big distraction for the kids. It's like, oh, let me see. Give it back. You know, that kind of stuff. So there was, and I got a brand new bus. And not saying that, you know, they would deliberately poke a hole in my upholstery. But I just don't want to take that chance. So I saw this one little boy, and he had this little bicycle. And he was, you know, pretending, you know, doing the little motions. And we was pushing it along the top of the seats and down the seats and to the other seat, hanging out in the aisle. And I took it away. And I had told them that if I take it away or if it falls on the floor, it's mine until the end of the year. Well, he went home and he cried to Mom, and Mom called my boss and basically wanted to know what the policy was, what was the rules. And I was informed they're basically, you know, each driver has their own rules within reason, you know. There's no food on the bus. Some people allow food on the bus. I don't, because I don't want to sweep up after it. So anyway, I had planned on giving it back because there's no place to put it. You can't have anything up in the dash because they changed the laws. And I don't, you know, I don't want it. So I was going to give it back the next day and I forgot. So then, Mom sent a note today wanting me to return it to the student, and that she promised he wouldn't bring it back on the bus. And if there was any questions, you know, call this number. Well, I don't want to deal with it, so I turned it into my boss. And my boss went and read the note and put the toy on his desk. And basically he said, I'll think about it. And that's basically, you know, I'm giving it to my boss so he can deal with it. I don't have to, you know, deal with it. Because he's the one that's going to be talking to Mom on the phone if she calls. But he's, I mean, for the most part, they're good kids. And the other driver that had him before would always complain, and she'd yell, and I told him, I says, I don't mind if you, you know, talk, just don't scream, because on the bus it echoes, you know, it just amplifies sound, and I'm listening for, you know, strange noises as it is. So when you have students banging on the sides, I'm thinking, oh my God, what? Did I hit something? Is the bus breaking down? You know, I don't appreciate that kind of stuff. And then, no electronics. You're not supposed to bring them to school. And I'm thinking, if I'm, you know, a parent and I spent $400 on an electronic item, I don't want my child taking it to school and then arguing with another student, and then it falling on the floor and breaking, or, you know, whatever, I'd be upset. So, yeah, I guess I'm mean, you know, I just don't, I guess I'm just mean, and I don't want them getting up when the bus is moving. I know I caught two of them doing it today, and I didn't say anything to them. But I will. I assign seats. I put their little name taggies up over the seats. And besides that, it makes it easier for the other drivers, the substitutes that drive my route. In case something happens, they know that's where they sit. You know, so, yeah. that was my morning. Other than running extremely late, I woke up with only 10 minutes to get ready and to leave the house so that I would still be at work on time. However, I am running late to work on my second job. And I don't know how much longer I'm going to keep this one because I'm just not digging it. And not just that, it's really super hard on my back. There's no place to sit. There's no place to rest. There's no drinking fountains. There's no bathrooms to use other than the public bathroom that I just cleaned. And that's for public use. No, thank you. It's just really, you know, grueling. All right, running out of time. Laterness, people.